Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, but suffered as if he did.
And honor and praise, we have overcome. How many of you are keeping an eye on the pestilence that is going on, coronavirus? Very interesting stuff. They had the antidote before it came out. Guess who holds the patent? Bill Gates. So the virus was planned to get rid of some people. And I guess China has a lot they figure they can do without a few. I don't know how that's going to end. We're going to see. But a lot of that stuff, if you listen to different preachers or people who are on the end time, Safati definitely figures that this was a man-made disease, and the Bible teaches us these things will happen. We are coming to that time when the Bible says we should look around us. What is the time? When is Jesus coming back? I always say, look into the Middle East. The time clock of God to when he is going to come back. When we look at what's happening here, things are incredibly changing. If you pay close attention to the news, that is real news. You don't listen to CBC or CTV or CNN. They will tell you lie after lie after lie. The scripture that talks about the truth becoming a lie and the lie becoming the truth is being fulfilled every day now. It's almost as if it's the norm. You tell people about what's going on in the world and they figure you're lying. Sorry, I'm not lying. These things are happening. You just need to tune into them. And the disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ, what is going to happen in those days? The signs of the times. Daniel saw what was going to happen. And the Bible teaches us he became sick. It just hit him in the stomach. He was sick for certain days. And he said, I want to understand this more. And God said, no. Relax, Daniel. Go to your place. The time will come when it'll happen. These people who see it come to pass will understand it. And the only people that do understand it are those that are born again by the Spirit of God. The rest are just going from place to place to figure out how they're going to fix it. How will 10, 20, 20 cents on a liter of gas change the climate? Has anybody figured that out? Trudeau seems to have done it. He's so sure of himself that we're going to pay more money on our liter of gas because that's going to stop climate change. Climate change is not going to stop. It's going to get warmer and warmer until the end. And then God will expose the so-called truth sayers. So today I'm going to teach on these things. But before we get into it, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I ask you, Lord, that you will open people's hearts, those that are listening by the internet, Lord. We are fast running out of time. And we need to be right with you, Lord. So I thank you. You will anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Mark chapter 13, in verse 4, the disciples were talking to Jesus and telling him, tell us, when shall these things be and when shall be the sign? When all these things shall be fulfilled. I have preached a few messages on this. You could preach all year and still find something new to explain. But I want to, before you start understanding and seeing the hopelessness of the situation, and it is hopeless, but the Bible has a scripture for you where you can comfort yourself. But it only goes for those who are born again by the Spirit of God. What does born again mean? Joining some church, getting baptized, reading your Bible? No. Born again means to accept the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for our sin. He took our sin upon himself. He became sin for us. Who knew no sin that we may become the righteousness of God in him? Those people who accept that, there is a comfort for them. What is that comfort? Luke 21, 28. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads. Fill your basements with water and food. Make sure you have a good well that brings up a lot of water. It'll produce blood one of these days. Make sure you're ready for the end times. I read the story of God when he spoke to Noah. He said, make yourself an ark. Make sure you go specifically by the instructions that I give you. Make it this long and this long and this wide and this high. Make sure there's three stories. Make sure there's one door and one window. That's instructions, right? Do you want to hear the instructions of what God is teaching us on what to do when the end time comes? I'll read it to you again. When you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's the only instruction that I found when it comes to the tribulation. Become born again by the Spirit of God. There is no place to run to. There is no place to hide. The demonic realm and Satan will be here on this planet. They'll flush you out like people flush toilets today. You will not be able to hide at all. So get ready to meet your God. Get ready for that great evacuation. And the Bible teaches us, comfort yourselves one another with these words. Let me tell you, we need the comfort when we see thousands and thousands of people just dying because of some man-made catastrophe that they created. And then the Bible goes on to tell us in Luke 21 in verse 29. Then he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of yourself that summer is now right at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. First of all, he explains the fig tree like any other tree. When it buds, you know summer is near. Wouldn't that be nice? The tree's budding again. But there's another meaning to this. It's a fig tree, and that represents the nation of Israel. The Bible teaches us that the people, the nation, the generation that's going to see Israel become a nation, that generation will see all these things come to pass. In 1948, Israel became a nation. 4 years before, 1945, they were in the concentration camps, being killed by the thousands, by the Nazis. Gas chambers were going day and night. The trains were flowing from everywhere, bringing the Jews in to be killed and martyred and whatever they did with them. 3 years later, they rose up to become a nation. If that is not the hand of God, then what is? And he said, look at that. That's proof. I am coming back because my people are back in the land. The fig tree is starting to receive leaves, and it's now blossoming like you have never seen before. Now listen to Luke chapter 21 in verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. You can see that. How many of you watch as country after country shuts down their borders? They don't want people to come in. They don't allow those cruise ships that are on the sea, high seas full of thousands of people on those cruise ships. They will not allow them to land anywhere. Why? Because they're afraid of this coronavirus. It says, with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. That means the human race, they're out of control. They're afraid. They're looking at things. Listen to this. Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking of the things that are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I was watching a graph somebody put out in the last 10 years. How the earthquakes have multiplied and gained strength. They don't even report them anymore because they're afraid of scaring the people. I couldn't believe how it has multiplied, the earthquakes, you don't hear about it anymore. Something has to be about 9 on the Richter scale before you hear it on the news. So we are in this time. We are at this age where God says, when you see these things, look up, lift up your head, have a relationship with Jesus. Don't move to Texas. They got the same problem there. They got the same problem down in Cancun. You better stay home if you want to be as safe as possible, because you never know if you're gonna be allowed back in your country. The way things are going now, it's pretty pathetic. And let me tell you, God is warning us, these things are going to come, and they are going to come faster and faster and harsher. Now listen to this in 1 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. We're changing gears a little bit to how the church is doing. They shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This morning I was looking on Facebook, and this guy from a big church in Texas shot himself, his son, and his wife. I don't know why. This country singer committed suicide by killing himself 2 days ago. Why? They found out he was a pedophile. People are starting to be exposed. Churches are giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The homosexual community is being welcomed in big churches, in mega churches. Come on in, you're part of us. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, take them in, but make sure you teach them the truth. Make sure you tell them they need to become Christians. They will tell you, oh, I was born again. I was born that way. I was born that way. That's how God created me. Then do like me. Become born again. I was born a pedophile. I was born a drunk. I was born a sinner, dead in trespasses and sin. Then something happened. I became born again. Hallelujah. Do you think that homosexuality was far from me? If I would have gone down that road, that could have been a possibility. Even though I barf at the thought of it, it could have become a possibility. We are that. The sinner is like that. We are dead in trespasses and sin, and we're on a downhill slope. And eventually we'll become the monster Satanist if we don't repent. The Bible teaches us that they will become like that. I want to share something with you that I thought was pretty interesting. How many of you know Nancy Pelosi? All of you, if you don't know her good, then you miss something. How about Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is? Some of you know him. Oh, they're quoting scripture. We love Trump. I love Trump. I pray for him every day. But when it comes to murdering babies, her name is first on the list. They kill babies. They don't wait for the abortionist anymore. They wait till they're born, and then the mother decides if the baby should live. Pete Buttigieg, I couldn't believe it. He was quoting Bible scripture after Bible scripture. For somehow, he doesn't remember that homosexuality is an abomination. Can you imagine? He has a husband. Ach, yuck, ach. Where has this world come to? He has a husband. How would they introduce him if he would become president? The first husband? Oh, my goodness. God spare us from that demonic thing that it seems. Oh. And then we have Bernie Sanders. Oh, my goodness. I listened to him yesterday. All the prisoners. need to vote. We should bring down the borders everywhere. Let everyone come in. Let everybody do what they want. Smoke whatever dope they want. Use whatever. And I'm thinking, are you out of your mind? And then the thought hit me, God give them over to a reprobate mind. What's a reprobate mind? A reprobate mind is a godless mind. They do not have God in their thoughts. So, and the reason he gives them a reprobate mind is because they have no love for the truth. That's when God leaves, if they have no love for the truth. It says their conscience shall be seared with an hot iron. They don't even care. 60 million babies have been butchered in the last 50 years by the American taxpayer. What's happening today? Trump is trying to shut her down slowly but surely. But what's happening with those devil worshipers? They're trying to stop him at every corner that they can. Truth has become false, and false has become truth. And this is how what we're seeing today. You better find out where you get your information from, because the devil has brought a lie into the world system that people have believed a lie so long now that they think you're lying for telling them the truth. Look at this in 2 Peter. In 2 Peter chapter 2 in verse 1. But there shall be false prophets also amongst the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring them unto themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I want to explain something here. The way of truth is evil spoken of. The false prophets, they have been preaching evolution for the last 50 to 60 to 100 years. And everybody believes it now. If you bring the Bible up and tell them the way the earth was created, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, oh, that's a fairy tale. We somehow come from a blob, from the ocean, millions of years ago. And now somehow we became this majestic being that can talk and walk and think and do things. And if you tell them that's a lie, the world looks at you if you have gone crazy. It's not a joke anymore. People believe the lie that Satan brought on so many years ago. If you don't believe it, look at what's happening in the schools. Teachers are teaching evolution as if it's the truth, and it's nothing more but man-made lies. Now let's go to where it's closer to home. Many shall follow those prophets, those evil prophets. They shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I remember when I became born again by the Spirit of God. I grew up in a Hutterite colony, and I was taught that this was the way into heaven. And I want you to listen closely. When I told them that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the only way into heaven, du hast de falsche Glauben, du Schuldknor. The truth has become a lie. A lie has become the truth. How incredible is this? Right in front of our eyes, and we are living it. And for many, many people, they don't recognize the terrible danger of the lie that is being told to them. We need to preach the gospel. That's the only power that is left. that can bring people to their senses. If we preach the gospel, then God will touch those that he loves, that he sees, that want the truth. Many will believe these terrible things, and we're seeing it. Fathers become, they turn against sons. Sons turn against fathers. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Mother against daughter. The scripture is written and it's coming true before our eyes. And when you look at the Muslim nations, they don't only tell them they're crazy. They kill those who turn to Jesus. The Jewish people disinherit them, their own, from millions and millions of dollars. And so we go on down the line. We are living in that time when these false prophets are now speaking a lie, and people think it's a truth. Look around you. Just go to a Hutterite funeral one of these days, and you'll feel the darkness. Go to a Mennonite funeral where there is no gospel preached, and you'll feel the darkness. I've been to one. Same darkness as there is when you go to where there is no gospel preached. We need to look up. We need to lift up our heads. But most of all, we need to preach that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is not the Erklaum. That's the only belief. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He also put it this way. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except for the name Jesus. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The lies that we have been told, we need to face the truth from Scripture. Scripture don't lie. They are there. They're the same yesterday as they are today. So who is right? 4,400-year-old traditions or a 6,000-year-old Bible whom God has written? I will put my faith in the book that God wrote. Everything else, thank you, give God a good clap. Everything else is nothing but lies to destroy you, brought on by Satan. And I don't care who the person is, be he father, mother, preacher, son, whoever he is, if he preaches not the truth, he is a liar and a false prophet, and he needs to be pointed out. So open your heart to this. We are fast running out of time. We may see a few more years, God's grace giving us to preach the gospel. But I want to warn you, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have all the powers of hell coming against you. They're going to fight for your money. They're going to fight for your time. They're going to fight for your brain, your thoughts. You will have to become serious with this God. Put down your foot. This is where I'm walking to, and nobody can stop me. When Jesus told me, Dave, you're going to be on radio, I put my face towards that as flint, and nobody has been able to change me. And by the grace of God, only the grave and the rapture will be able to do that. Hallelujah. So open your heart to this. Become a blessing to yourself by studying and bringing the word to those who need it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me. Let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is for all Your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending, 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name.